Hello everyone, Nigel here. Today we're learning the next song of our Anglo-Saxon story. It's called Beowulf's Song. And as you listen to me singing the first verse, see if you can tell which character is singing and who they are singing to. Hrothgar, your highness, what can we do? We've sailed across the ocean in our longboat to help you. Hrothgar, your highness, great leader of the Danes, we need to be prepared for when the monster strikes again. So the singer of the song is Beowulf, and he's singing to Hrothgar the king. Beowulf's sailed across the sea with his warriors to help Hrothgar fight Grendel the monster. The song sounds quite happy to start with. It's in the major key, and the tone is upbeat and positive, just like Beowulf himself. So get ready to sing the first verse, strong and proud like Beowulf. Ready, and...
Hrothgar, your highness, what can we do?
The music at the beginning of the song starts off quite low with Hrothgar, your highness, what can we do? Sing that now with me. Ready? And Hrothgar, your highness, what can we do? But at the end of the song, the music is quite high. Listen. We need to be prepared for when the monster strikes again. The tempo, or speed, of the music also changes. It slows down. Your turn to sing now. Take a deep breath. And... We need to be prepared for when the monster strikes again. Once more, remember to slow down. And... We need to be prepared for when the monster strikes again. Now we'll move on to the chorus, Beowulf's plan for how to get rid of Grendel. Listen.
So tonight we'll have a celebration, then pretend to go to sleep. And Grendel's bound to hear all the commotion and rise up from the deep.
Let's sing the chorus together now. Ready, and...
So tonight we'll have a celebration.
Well done! Listen to verse 2 now to hear what else Beowulf says to King Hrothgar.
Hrothgar, your highness, I've heard about your plight. How your great hall Heorot lies empty every night. Hrothgar, your highness, I've come to your defence. I'm a match for Grendel with my superhuman strength.
Beowulf's ready for action and plans to use his superhuman strength. Let's sing the last two lines of this verse from I'm a Match for Grendel. Confident and proud, just like Beowulf. Ready, and...
I'm a match for Grendel with my superhuman strength.
Once more. Ready, and...
I'm a match for Grendel with my superhuman strength.
Well done. Let's sing all of verse 2 together now. Then go on to sing the chorus. Ready, and...
Hrothgar, your highness, I've heard about your plight. How your great hall Heorot lies empty every night. Hrothgar, your highness, I've come to your defence. I'm a match for Grendel with my superhuman strength. So tonight we'll have a celebration and then pretend to go to sleep.
Well done! Now let's move on to verse 3. Just listen first to hear what Beowulf has to say this time.
Hrothgar, your highness, there's no need to take flight. We're ready for the monster, we're ready for the fight. Hrothgar, your highness, take my sword and shield. Hand to hand is how I'll fight. My strength will make him yield.
When you reach the words, "We're ready for the monster, we're ready for the fight," sing them confidently with lots of expression. You could even lift your arm up into the air and wave it as though you're waving your sword. Try that with me now. Ready? And we're ready for the monster, we're ready for the fight. Once more, even more boldly. And we're ready for the monster, we're ready for the fight. Well done. Let's sing all of that verse now. Ready? And...
Hrothgar, your highness, there's no need to take flight. We're ready for the monster, we're ready for the fight. Hrothgar, your highness, take my sword and shield. Hand to hand is how I'll fight, my strength will make him yield.
And then it's the chorus again, but we won't sing that now. Instead, we'll go on to listen to the next part of the song. Here, the mood changes again. See if you can tell how.
Sure enough, as Beowulf said, just that very night, Grendel burst into the hall, a truly loathsome sight. Beowulf's men drew their swords, but they fought in vain. No earthly blade from blacksmith made could the monster slay.
Oh dear, the music has become much more menacing, and it's moved from the major key, that's happy, into the minor key, that's sad and worried. Let's sing the first half of verse 4 together. Ready, and...
Sure enough, as Beowulf said, just that very night, Grendel burst into the hall and truly looked from sight. Beowulf's men drew their swords, but they fought in vain. No earthly blade from battle's made could the monster slay.
Well done! Now listen to what happens next, and see if you can hear what's happening to the music this time.
Beowulf leapt onto the back of his mighty foe. Grendel swung him round and round, but he would not let go. He gripped so hard that Grendel screamed in panic and alarm. He wrenched free from the hero's grasp, but Beowulf kept his arm.
Yes! In the last verse, we hear how Beowulf defeats the monster Grendel. And perhaps you heard how the music gets faster and faster to show the exciting, scary battle between Grendel and Beowulf. Sing along now. You'll have to really concentrate to fit all those words in. By the end, it gets to be quite a tongue twister. Ready, and...
Beowulf kept on to the back of his mighty foe. Grendel swung him round and round, but he would not let go. He gripped so hard that Grendel screamed in panic and alarm. He wrenched him from the hero's grasp, but Beowulf kept his arm.
Well done! We've reached the end of the song. And now you're ready to sing it all the way through with either of the song videos. Until next time, bye!